Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 60 degrees in Atlantic. 54 was our overnight low. We look for it to be mostly sunny here today with a high around 85. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Voters across Iowa are heading to the polls today to cast their ballots in the primary election. Winners in the primary will have their names appear on the ballot for the November 6th general election. The polls are open from now until 9 p.m. Only voters registered as Democrats or Republicans can participate in Iowa's primary, but it's not too late to register or change party affiliations. Both can be done today at your polling site. Iowans who wanted to register to vote today need to bring a state-issued photo ID with their current address or a government-issued check, property tax statement, residential lease, utility bill, or bank statement. Here in Cass County, there are no contested local races. In Audubon County, five men, four Republicans, including one incumbent, Todd Nelson, and one Democrat, are vying for two seats on the Board of Supervisors. One seat was left open by the announcement by Vernie Van Tyker that he's not running for re-election. Facing off against Todd Nelson for one of the seats is Dwayne Deist, Monty Eldrair, and Roger Merck. Jerry Carter is unopposed on the Democratic ticket. Also in Audubon County, Democrat Blake Asbury is running against incumbent Todd Johnson, a Republican, for the title of sheriff. It's the first time in more than a decade there's a race for the sheriff's job in Audubon County. In Adams County, the Republican incumbents for county supervisors in District 2 and 5, along with Sheriff Alan Johans, County Attorney Dwayne Golden, and Democrat Auditor Nancy Carmichael, are unopposed. In Guthrie County, there are two Democrats on the ballot for Board of Supervisors in District 1, Jerome Carraher of Baird and John Milholland of Yale. Only one will be elected and move on to meet Republican James Carroll in November. Carroll is unopposed in today's primary. In District 5 in Guthrie County, Democrat David Geisinger is unopposed on the ballot, while Republicans Mike Dixon of Stewart and Robert Schemmel of Dexter are squaring off, each with hopes of moving on to face Geisinger in November. In Montgomery County, incumbent Republican Sheriff Joe Sampson faces a challenge from fellow Republican Chris Stevens. In Pottawatomie County, incumbent Jeff Danker faces a challenge from fellow Republican John Hitchcock. The man who wins today's election will likely be the next sheriff, as no Democrat has filed to run. Other races to watch include those for State Senate in District 10, which includes all or parts of Audubon, Guthrie, Adair, Dallas, and Cass counties, featuring Republicans Jake Chapman and Matthew Martison, and Senate District 6, which includes all or parts of Audubon, Carroll, and Crawford counties, where Republicans Matthew Beattie, a Sac County Sheriff's Deputy, and Adam Schwiers, the Mayor of Carroll, and Mark Segebart, a farmer from Vail, are in the running, with only one in each district moving on to the November general election, where they will face Democrat Mary Bruner. Incumbent legislator Greg Forrestal is being challenged by Clint Fichter in the GOP nod for the new 22nd District, which covers most of Pottawatomie County. If you're not sure where your voting precinct is, you can call your county auditor's office or go to the Iowa Secretary of State's website. We'll have the results from the election for you Wednesday morning here on KJAN and on the web at KJAN.com. News time is 7:10.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green said Monday that a combined effort by the Cass County Sheriff's Office and officers with the Atlantic Police Department has resulted in numerous charges being filed in association with a number of car burglaries and the theft of a firearm. Taken into custody on 25 counts each of burglary in the third degree and ongoing criminal conduct was 17-year-olds Sean Jensen and Cameron Berg, both of Atlantic. During their investigation, authorities recovered a stolen firearm from 19-year-old Joseph Reisberg of Atlantic. He was arrested Friday on a felony charge of possession of a firearm and theft in the fourth degree. Reisberg was being held in the Cass County Jail on a $6,000 cash-only bond. In addition, 20-year-old Lucas Nelson of Marnie faces a possession of stolen property charge. Chief Green says the case remains under investigation and additional charges are pending. Authorities now say an eastern Nebraska woman killed her young son, then herself, last month in a southwest Iowa park. The bodies of 41-year-old Charlotte Schilling of Plattsmouth and her 10-year-old son Owen were found May 10th at Lake Manawa. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Chad Myers says the autopsy results show both died of strangulation.
We're investigating their death as a murder-suicide. The autopsy revealed that they died from ligature strangulation, and that was caused by the use of a zip tie.
Myers said the investigation also found that not long ago, Charlotte Schilling tried to take her own life by using a zip tie.
November of 2011, Charlotte attempted suicide by the same method. She lost consciousness, but fortunately a family member was able to intervene and cut the tie from her neck.
It's still unclear why the woman took her son's life, and Myers said she was showing suicidal tendencies.
Irrational people do irrational things. Obviously, her thought process wasn't normal. We interviewed several of her family and friends and associates. She displayed behavior preceding the death that was consistent with somebody contemplating suicide.
Investigators say Charlotte Schilling picked Owen up from his Bellevue, Nebraska school early on May the 10th. Both were reported missing May the 11th. Her vehicle was found parked at Lake Manawa on the 11th. Both bodies were found in a wooded area about 200 feet from a remote walking trail on May the 20th. Funeral services for both Schillings were held last week. And an unidentified woman was rescued from the Missouri River near Council Bluffs Monday morning. Bluffs Police Sergeant Patrick Norris said Officer Chad Solander found the woman near a boat dock at Lake Manawa along the river at around 8:15 a.m.
As he approached her, she then jumped into the river and then swam about the center of the river and then started floating down.
Solander called for a rescue boat.
The whole time keeping a visual on her and trying to talk to her also while he was running through shrubs and the trees. It was pretty taxing.
Solander ran about 3 miles along the riverbank as the water carried the woman downstream. He was then able to direct the rescue boats to her direct location. Nora said it was almost like a needle in a haystack, and the officer did a great job. He said that he did a bit more investigating than some maybe would do. The woman jumped in, and luckily he kept a good eye on her and could keep up with her. Nora said the woman was combative when she was pulled from the water, and she was then taken to a hospital for evaluation. He believes that Officer Solander's actions saved the woman's life. News time is 7:14.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Aletha Brew, age 86, of Harlan, died May 27th. Funeral services for Aletha Brew will be today at 1 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Frances Jeannie Carlson, age 59, of Atlantic, died May 29th. Memorial services for Jeannie Carlson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Nathan Tater Hutt, age 3, of Fontenelle, died May 27th. Funeral services for Nathan Hutt will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert Bob Eugene Griffin, age 81, of Menlo, died Saturday. A funeral mass for Bob Griffin will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. James R. Perkins, age 51, of Rembrandt, died Sunday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Funeral services for James Perkins will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Roland Raleigh Ackerman, age 97, formerly of the Atlantic and Griswold areas, died November 14th. Memorial services for Raleigh Ackerman will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Carol Jr. Washburn, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died January 4th in Texas. Memorial services with full military honors for Carol Jr. Washburn will be held on June 14th at 11 a.m. at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Henson reporting.